Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
Today, we're unfriendly because y'all are still attending them damn filthy Chris Brown concerts. I am Vance Go.
And I'm Nandi K. Sorry, that's my reaction to people still attending Chris Brown concerts. I have not listened to Chris Brown since Fine China. And I'm not going to lie, that was against my will. It was just everywhere. It was a banger.
No, I listened to Chris Brown yesterday, but there's a caveat. I was working with someone and we were riding in his car and this nigga had on a Joe Rogan podcast. And I said, absolutely not. I was like, I started shaming him immediately as one should.
Of course.
And then he turned it off and put on Chris Brown. And I was just like, let me just play on my phone because I didn't even say nothing about Chris Brown. I was just like, let me play on my phone because he don't get
it. It's like, okay, I'm not trying to fight today, obviously. Yeah, but I don't get it, but.
On the topic of Chris Brown, what are we talking about today?
maybe you picked up from this by our Chris Brown chatter. Obviously, the only time he would ever be mentioned on this podcast is on a conversation about talented crackheads. let me give a disclaimer, though.
Yes.
I want to give a disclaimer, y'all. Addiction is a disease. This is not to dunk on people who have addiction issues. And honestly, we don't even know anything about, we don't know these people. We just have an inkling. So addiction is a disease, but crackheads are also community members and they're just as good community members as anyone else. We love all our community members. And I would say, some crackheads are better than y'all. So
absolutely.
It's like, I don't have more the moral high ground on a crackhead. Like, what are we talking about here? So this is not to like dunk on addiction or anything. This is just in good fun. Do you want to read our official disclaimer?
Our official disclaimer. If you or anyone you know is suffering from crack addiction, after this podcast, please seek professional help as we are neither professional nor helpful. Thank you.
Ah, yes, thank you. Well, now that we've got that out of the way, I thought that we should like kind of break this up by categories because, and let's start with like what kicked this off. Vance, why did you want to talk about this?
What? I feel like it just always comes up with you and I, but also, I am from Fresno, as I have mentioned several times on this podcast, and I grew up around, like, you know, family members, people that I love and care about, and, like, there's just a common thread that I've noticed with crackheads. They talented. Like, even, like you know, we're joking about valued members, but, like, I know niggas that would, like, resell you your shit, and you will buy it, and it's like, how did you get that? We know how you got it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up with niggas that would resell you your VCR and then like you'd be like, oh, I got a deal, $30 or whatever. You know what I'm your portable DVD player. And like that is talent. That is like get that nigga in sales immediately, like clean them up and get them, you know, get them on Wall Street. Like, what are we doing? So anyway, that's kind of a joke, but not really. Like, and I think that like it just is repeated so much in pop culture and in our communities of like these niggas that have like drug issues, but they also can do a backflip.
That's one of the key components I feel like that we talk about the most. I think all of these people at their height really do seem like they could do a backflip.
Yes. There's only one person I see on here that might not be able to do that. But everybody else.
But I think at their height, maybe they could have, is what I'm saying.
You think that...
We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay. We'll get there. Okay, so let's kick it off. With, I think, one of the most popular crackheads right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we broke it up by categories since obviously we're talking about talented crackheads. So We try to keep it in the realm of, you know, entertainment.
Arts.
Crackheads, you know? Yeah. So
that you love.
So I think someone who is probably biggest right now for sure is Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Did you see that? I don't know what social media was, but you know, they all the same. But Sis was just like, he's the most talented crackhead.
I did see that, and I thought that was really funny because
I died, and then I immediately was like, rude, because I'm like, Orlando Brown is right there.
You talking about? But he's not the most talented crackhead. I do think that Bruno Mars is the most talented, like across the board, like
active right now.
But Bruno Mars has been active for how long now?
No, but like, that's what I mean. Like active, like he's still working. He's still entertaining. But technically,
Chris Brown is still working. He's putting out like 30 song albums that no one wants to hear. But like, he's technically still working.
I say Chris Brown. I know that's your controversial take. That Chris Brown. Say what you said.
Oh, Chris Brown ain't that talented. He hasn't been that talented in a really long time. Like, Chris Brown didn't change the game. Here's the thing. When it comes to music and, like, impact and how things change when people show up, I love it. Kanye... There's a before and after Kanye in music. There's no before and after Chris Brown. Chris Brown is a poor Usher. He's not even as good as Usher. So what are we even talking about? Like, and Usher's not on this list, I want to say.
Usher don't have crackish energy.
He does not.
No, even though he can do a backflip, longevity.
That's also why he has longevity. Anyways, so we got Bruno Mars. That nigga ain't been talented in a really long time. He's only on this list because he is super crackish. Crackish. Coined in Jamie Foxx's I Might Need Security, crackish refers to behaviors that some niggas just might associate with the use of crack.
He's the top for sure.
And he can do a back. He can do a lot of backflips.
He can do a backflip right now. Yeah, in his 30s.
He could do it like across an Olympic like mat. Yeah, I think. Yeah, like, he has crack stamina.
He got money, so he getting that grade A. He getting that good. So like, it keeps him going. Bobby Brown. Yes. I think we'd be remiss not to mention Bobby Brown on a crackhead episode about talented crackheads.
Very talented. I would say maybe not as talented as people say. That's just me. I wasn't there at the height of his fame. Maybe his singing sounded better if you was there. I don't know. But swag on 100,000 trillion.
Yeah. He was like the David Ruffin of his group. And spoiler.
He was humping hoes in his music videos. He was doing very suggestive pelvic movements. The bad boy of R&B for sure.
He was a David Ruffin of New Edition. Mm. Spoiler, David Ruffin is also on this list.
Plot twist to no one.
If you ever seen the movie Temptations, David Ruffin as the front man, the leader, you know, the lead singer or whatever, that nigga, most of their hits is David Ruffin. That nigga is talented, you know.
But Silent Night is not David Ruffin.
It's not. It's Eddie, right?
Yeah.
Eddie got that falsetto. Come on.
Anyways.
That rough and tough on, you know, that Sam. Anyway, David Ruffin, notable crackhead. I would also argue most of them niggas in Motown, talented crackheads.
So I actually was going to put Marvin Gaye on this list. He was one of the first people that I thought of, but I feel like, I'm like, do we have enough evidence of Marvin Gaye? Like, Marvin Gaye has a moment like someone else on this list later, a fictionalized moment.
Yeah.
But as y'all, as many people know, Marvin Gaye was murdered by his own father. And yeah. It was kind of like his daddy had told him, if you come back over here, I'm gonna kill you. It's some wild, fucked up shit. But also, like, he went over there. Anyways. And then Marvin Gaye also, wasn't he dealing with Tammy Terrell? And David yeah. Ruffin was also yeah. dealing with yeah. Tammy Terrell.
According to my mama and them, Tammy Terrell had that fire, that gorilla grip.
But here's the thing, she was a baby.
Mm.
Tammy Terrell was so young when David Ruffin was dealing with her.
Like a teenager?
Yes.
Them niggas are trash. So yeah, I just the tea I got on it was just like, she had that demon kitty and had Marvin Gaye acting up, and that's like low key part of why he went crazy and jumped on his daddy and his daddy shot him. That's according to my mama and them.
That's
so, you
exactly
know,
what I heard. Yeah, she died at 25. This is what I'm saying. She was super young. So like, all these people, as far as I know, when Marvin started dealing with Tammy Terrell, she was like 14, 15 or something. Oof. She was a teenager. Yeah, anyway, Marvin definitely deserves to be on this list.
See the Miss Andrea episode. on these niggas not being shit. Okay, Marvin Gaye, also Ray Charles, but we can.
Oh man, that's a good one. Dang, I should also. And here's the thing, you're right. This is not the Messenger episode, and so that was one thing we actually were talking about before we started recording. Is that this list skews pretty male?
Yeah, where are the women's?
They're coming. She's coming. I mean, I want to, in this list, I mean, we've already ran Chris Brown down a lot, but I'll take another opportunity to run him down a little bit more, because he was the next person on this list, even though he keeps getting mentioned. Because I think he's the supreme crackhead of our time, even though yeah. he's not the supreme talented crackhead of the time. Bruno Mars wins that.
He is a prominent crackhead of this generation. For
yeah,
sure,
yes. for sure. We don't like him. Anything else you want to say about Chris Brown?
Nah.
Okay, and then in the last of the kind of singer, vocal, recording artists, Nicki Minaj, new crackhead.
Yeah, yeah.
New like, crack, newer.
Contemporary
crackhead. Yeah, wow.
I don't know what she got. She got that peer as well. You know, it's doing money. Some things to her brain, maybe. This list, if we didn't have Nicki Minaj, that's like, we should be sued for not reporting.
She might sue us as well, but I don't think she can afford to sue right now. She ain't got looks the time. Like her house might be in danger, so.
She ain't got it.
She good got luck out there, sis. shall we move on to the actors of the silver screen?
Yeah, so actors, I felt like it's hard just because I don't be knowing, right? Like, I think,
agreed.
Like, with singers, it's they a little more, who they are is actually who we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Actors, I don't be knowing. I know most of them niggas be doing the hard stuff, but, like, Samuel Jackson is on this list.
I actual, said in Jungle Fever specifically.
Yes.
Because in Jungle Fever, he was literally, like, coming off of crack or had just came out of rehab, like
yeah, he talks about it openly as well.
Yes, yeah, like, that's how I know about it. Yeah,
yeah. What was it? Was he in? Never mind. I'm not gonna ask that. You're gonna revoke my nigga.
No,
was he in New Jack City?
No.
Okay, disregard.
No, he's not in New Jack City. He's just in Jungle Fever.
Okay, but yeah, Samuel L. OG crackhead. He came back.
Lil Gator.
He found God. He married now. Look good. Teeth look good. He made hey, it.
His wife is that girl too. His wife is like a super baddie. She's like who's really well known in the play world. Her name I is like that. Tanya Jackson. She's that up. Girl in terms of like in plays. Like when it comes to like plays and like the stage. Yeah. She's the one.
So this next one. I guess this is out of left field if you don't know, but
man, this is so exciting. I'm so excited about this
one. So, backstory first.
No, say the name first.
Okay, so that nigga from Family Matters, Eddie Winslow, the actor known as Darius McCrary. Mia Nandi worked on a web series several years ago, and he was just one of the guest stars. It was a black ass web series, and we just had like random famous, you know, black celebs on there.
Because he was one
of the hosts, LA, and he was one of the like guest hosts. And he came on, and his energy was so crackish, like was like, is this nigga about to do a backflip? Like the whole time,
we definitely thought he was gonna do a backflip the whole time.
It was just giving unk or cousin, but like unk cousin, you know, that like male, that nigga at the party that's just at your cousin at the cookout that's just cracked out. You just like, ooh.
Like who going in the bathroom to do a bump? He was given that though.
Yeah. He was nice, but crackish.
Yeah, very crackish. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, that was wild. But also I feel like since then, he has done more stuff to solidify like that version of him that we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like him though. Like
he's fine. Yeah. I used to see him sometimes in New York too. I remember seeing him on the train in New York before I ever met him in Los Angeles.
Wasn't he dating a doll?
He was dating a doll.
That's why I have.
But it was one of the dolls from Love and Hip Hop. So who knows what was going on with Sydney Star Child?
Okay. I feel like that's why I had a more positive, like meeting him. He wasn't a jerk, and he was dating a doll.
I like that part. Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know because of Sydney Star. She always pulling a stunt. Okay, this is your controversial take, and. I'm going to say before you name her, is one of the second and only last woman on this list.
Yeah. I agree. I was struggling with the women's. I just couldn't think of any. I'm sure we missed a lot. But anyway, Keke Palmer.
Hey.
Keke Palmer. I think it's more the energy, crackish energy. I would like to cite as evidence. There's a video. I'm pretty sure it was after that movie Hustlers came out. After she got that training, the dance training. Right. She was, what was she, twerking upside down on a split from the wall?
On a handstand.
And then she like did a flip, like a backflip.
But also she had on a wig and like took her wig off to like.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that video and I was like, this is a crackhead. And then it was like, no, maybe this is Keke Palmer, yeah. And I was like, that's crazy, Keke. I do feel like, Keke, that's going too far.
Yeah, it was like, I was impressed, but in the same way as the crackhead selling you your DVD player back.
I was impressed when I thought it was a crackhead. When I saw it was Keke, I was like, is she okay?
Right. Because it was like, what?
I was like, what's happening, girl?
But it was also like watching a cat jump on a roof from the ground. Like, you know, where it's just like, that's impossible what you're doing physically.
Stop!
Like, how can you do that?
Oh my God.
Crack.
Man.
all right. Ooh. Last actor on here.
And I can't believe we almost forgot him. Orlando Brown, the Disney star of That's So Raven.
Super talented crackhead. But
man, who knows?
We'd be remiss
if Scoobly Bop Bop didn't happen to him, you know?
I feel like, what's my dude from Everybody Hates Chris? Tyler Williams. Is that his name?
Tyler James Williams.
Yes. I feel like Orlando Brown.
It could have been like that.
Yeah, it could have been like that, where like it was like a nice, easy transition where he's just like a really strong. Because he's been doing it his whole life type, you know?
Dang, wow.
Solid.
Imagine. Ooh. Yeah, because Tyler, he
did it. Like.
And he.
Yeah, like Abbott is like doing the thing. They're making him like a sex icon type.
Science,
like, you know, they're kind of putting him in that.
I would, for science, I would definitely see.
I would do it for love of the game.
I would do it for science. I won't. It's not for the love of the game. I need it. It's not for the love of the game.
All right. There is one more person on this list.
Okay. This is my super hot take. But guess what? I'm prepared to stand on it, baby. And this is the only person in the dancers category that I put, even though he could have been in almost any of these categories. My hot take is Michael motherfucking Jackson. And here's why. We didn't know at the time, right? We didn't know. We were like, how does this nigga go like this after he's been doing this shit for 50 years? This nigga was on the hardest of drugs. Drugs that would put anyone else into a coma. And this nigga was waking up.
Moonwalking. Right. Moonwalking. Tutting.
And I'm pretty sure he could do a backflip.
Michael Jackson could easily. So, the person I didn't think on this list could do a backflip was only Samuel Jackson. That's the only one.
Yeah, you're right. Because even Lil Gator couldn't do a backflip.
Samuel Jackson.
He was doing that little tap dance.
Yeah, he don't give me backflip. Everybody on this list, backflips easy. Most of them, the ones that are alive, could do them now.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj could definitely do a backflip right now.
She does backflips for sure.
If you say something to her about Megan Thee Stallion, I'm sure she could run up a wall.
And do a backflip, yes.
And do a backflip. She would do some Simone Biles shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Bobby Brown, he not at his best.
Not right now. Not right now. But at the 80s.
Absolutely. My prerogative, Bobby?
Doing backflips.
I'm pretty sure he was doing backflips in the My Prerogative video.
I think he was. Like,
to think about it.
I'm gonna look it up, but yes. Yeah. But yeah, Michael Jackson. I feel like, for whatever reason, it's still controversial to talk about Michael Jackson in a negative light. In this,
I still be talking about his ass in a negative light.
The blacks.
The thing is, regardless, he put himself in some situations that are very unsavory, and I wouldn't let that nigga around my kids, is what I'm saying. It's like, for all the shit that black people be like, don't talk about Michael, would you let him babysit your children?
The answer is no. None of them. Some of them.
No.
Niggas be bad parents. But I'm just saying, I'm saying no. Like, just generally speaking, no.
Yeah, but a lot of people.
I feel like the ones defending them, I feel like some of them niggas delusional. Like, their love for him is like overshadowed sense, and they just be like, yup.
I literally saw someone say that Michael knew that those parents needed the money, and that's why he settled, and we should be grateful. I'm like, this is delusion. This is like the worst take I've ever heard. Like, of all the Mike, we should be grateful. Who is we?
Sorry, I know this is not a visual media, but my face, I can't.
I think your silence is deafening, Vance.
Yeah, what?
Well,
sorry.
I think that wraps it up. I just want to disclaim again, if anyone you know is suffering from crack addiction after this podcast, please seek professional help, as we are neither professional nor helpful.
Thank you.
Well,
I have been Vance Go, and you can find me on Twitter. You cannot find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Sir the Thought. You can find me on TikTok if you try. And that's it. Who are you?
I think you could be found on Twitter, and I think pretty dangerous. A big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman, and I am Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at Nandi KAYYY.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santee. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at They Agenda Productions.